What's going on, McLean County? This is Ursula Crooks here to give you information about what we have going on here and around the Bloomington Normal community. Joining me here in the studio is Tiara Randall, who is with Heartland Community College, and Alak Shantalingam, who is with Country Financial. They are with one of the project teams, and their project is working with the Salvation Army team. So we'll have an opportunity to hear the great things that they're doing and what they'll be bringing to the community. Tiara, Alak, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a delight to be here.
All right. So I always have to ask people, WXRJ has been a supporter of the Multicultural Leadership Program and, of course, vice versa since its inception. And you all are going to be part of the class of 2019. So, Tiara, I'm just going to ask, just give us a brief description of the Multicultural Leadership Program.
Yes. The Multicultural Leadership Program is a program that develops leaders in the Bloomington Normal community through an intense curriculum, through working with a nonprofit, through leadership panels, overall just giving us the knowledge and the tools to move to the next level, to really invest in our community through intentional learning events.
I like the fact that you brought up the intensive learning program. This, I know, is really gives you an opportunity to not only learn the community and to groom to be a future leader, which I know you're already there. You talk about some of the different activities and events and things that you do. So, Alak, why don't you tell me maybe about something that you have done to this point that you've really enjoyed and how it's impacted you?
Hey, this Multicultural Leadership Program is an eight-month journey. It is an eight-month journey. We started in month of July, and we have come across a long way, and we have learned a lot of leadership skills, improved our confidence level, and connecting to community people through a lot of social networking activities, and the lot of leadership qualities has been discussed, and it's an eye-opener for many of the leadership skills. On top of that, every class it brings up some new things for you to improve on your leadership.
So what drew you to the program? Why did you decide, I have to be a part of that?
Oh, this program, I heard through my colleagues, couple of colleagues who went through this program and who had gained great benefits out of this program. So I was, after going through this curriculum of this program, it was it has a various combination and different subjects, and it brings the people, leaders from the local community to this class. It's more of a more interesting, it looks more interesting once you get into that.
And again, like you said, not only an intensive program, as Tiara indicated, it is 8 months. So you guys are definitely immersed in an experience. What has been your favorite activity so far, Tiara?
I would say at the beginning of our journey. So we went through different assessments, so personality assessments, looking at our strengths, and that really set the foundation as we move forward. Self-awareness is key, and they really lay it out in a creative way, in an engaging way, in a way that helps you make more sense of you so that you can be the best leader you can be. So I would say that was probably one of the most eye-opening experiences.
Well, I know I could go on for days about some of the things like the poverty simulation.
Yes.
And like you said, the strength finder. It is just, there are so many ways that you are touched by the program, just as you indicated, Alak.
Right. So I like to add two more things on that. The two top things which I was really impressed was, one was the crucial conversation session. That's really, really interesting. That's a class which everybody loved. It's a real eye-opener how to start a crucial conversation. You come across many situations where you have to deal with that. So that helps how to improve your conversation, how to start your crucial conversations.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I could go on. I had a card at work and one in my one at home. I was like, okay, son, maybe this is something we can use. But anyway, so we're going to come back. One of the other things or components of the program is giving the people that are participants
an opportunity to work with a nonprofit to start grooming some of those skills that they'd like you to walk away with. And of course, you all are working with the Salvation Army. So Tierra, why don't you start us out by telling us what is the project and what is the purpose?
Yes. So in our partnership with the Salvation Army, we have been asked to produce two videos for them. One being a food pantry training video, and the other being a more overview video highlighting their services, testimonies to draw out more donors and volunteers.
Wonderful. And so who are you working with, Alag, to get this done?
So we partnered with the Salvation team, and our team itself from the MCLP, we have a 4-member team. We have 2 members here, and we have additional 2 members.
Okay, well, so you know what? Let's stop, because we got to give your other 2 team members a shout out. Yeah. Who are they, Alag?
Julia and Swati.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Julia and Swati, how y'all doing? All right.
So to add on to the Tira's point, so Salvation Army, once we got the project, we assessed the current state, what the current state is, and what with our project, what the future state has to be. So we understand their ask. The main ask is to reduce the hours what was spent on orientation and the training of food pantry volunteers, and to increase the donor funding, and to help with marketing to recruit donors and volunteers from the McLean County.
Okay, so Tierra, once you have the videos put together, how are you going to present them to the community?
Absolutely. So for the training video, that would be specifically for volunteers. So after they go through the background process and have been cleared and they want to work in the food pantry, they will be able to access that video. So going through the different parts of it, so sorting food items, preparing bags for families, dispersing those items, they'll have a close look at that, a visual representation that they can revisit if, say, maybe they forgot something. They can have access to that. As far as the overview video, we foresee that going maybe on social media. We would love to see it on TV commercials, mm-hmm. just to broaden the reach, right? Mm-hmm. So the possibilities are endless. We want to get the message out there about the Salvation Army, and there's many doors that we can knock on to do that.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, not only is it a powerful way to reach the community, it certainly builds some efficiency itself. You know, you pop in the video and that's, you know, just another way to connect and to get people involved. That's wonderful. Now, I know you all have an opportunity to present that to the community. So as members of the class of 2019, when are you all going to graduate?
So our graduation is on April 13th. So we are coming to an end. We are at the home stretch, last stretch of our journey here with MCLP.
I like that journey. That's a very good way of describing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you graduate, and then you guys are going to go forth. What ideas do you have, Tierra?
Well, we have an upcoming learning event tomorrow, actually, where we will be able to communicate with different nonprofits in the community. And so in that event, they will tell us about different board positions they have available, different volunteer opportunities. So that's a great way to just connect with, you know, and others in the community off the back. And so from there, possibly being a part of those boards, being a part of those organizations, it's a great opportunity to connect.
Okay, so not only are we going to get you trained, we're going to get you in, yeah. We're going to get you immersed immediately.
Right.
So if people want more information about the Salvation Army and want to connect, Alag, what would be the contact information?
Tira, you want to help?
Absolutely. So their website is centralusa.salvationarmy.org/Bloomington. That will take you to the Bloomington homepage. Their phone number is 309-829-9476. On the website, they have a volunteer portal. If you go there, you can see some of the current volunteer opportunities. Just to highlight a few, they are seeking an office worker, evening meal volunteers to prepare food for clients in Safe Harbor, receptionist, day center assistant, and also if you want to volunteer in the food pantry, they have many opportunities to do that.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. To add on, the more we come out and do good for others, the more our hearts gets purified and God will be with them.
You know what I like? We need to coin some of the phrases that you've had today. We've talked about the journey. We've talked about the guiding of arts. All right, we're going to have to switch seats. Bloomington Normal, I am here with Tiara Randall and Alak Shantalingam, and they are members of the Class of 2019 for the Multicultural Leadership Program, better known as MCLP. They are talking about the project that they are working with the Salvation Army, helping the Salvation Army build their training opportunities, being able to engage more with people who are interested in volunteering, and of course, reaching out to people who can support the organization. If you want more information about the Multicultural Leadership Program, you can go to their website, which is bn-mclp.org. Well, Tiara, Alak, do you have any final words or final thoughts to share?
The people who are listening to this, who, if you want to make an impact to this community, please come forward and help Salvation Army with your time spent volunteering at food pantry service or financially donating to their Salvation Army donation.
Thank you.
And for those who are interested in the Multicultural Leadership Program, we are recruiting for the cohort of 2020. The deadline for the application, May the 31st, 2019. And so just to share a little bit about my journey, it has been transformative. It has been impactful in so many ways. If you are thinking about it, do it. Challenge yourself. That's how you grow. And this program does that for you.
Well, I couldn't say that any better. You gave a shout out to the Salvation Army, and they will love you for promoting the MCLP program. So thank you for them. And again, thank you for, on behalf of WXRJ for allowing us to support.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And you, as an individual or a member of an organization, and you have an idea, an activity, an event, or an issue you would like to bring to the Bloomington Normal community, contact us here at the WXRJ Studios at 309-662-4198. This is Ursula Crooks with What's Going On in McLean County, WXRJ 94.9 FM, Real Radio.